Welcome back to Bet Sweats. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable with you. We got the Week 17 odds board up in the NFL. We're going to talk some college football upcoming. We've got a big week of bowl games upcoming, and then, of course, the college football playoff, Ohio State, Miami, New Year's Eve, and then the triple header on New Year's Day. We got some really fun matchups, so we will dive into that. But NFL Week 17, Kate, we're getting to the part of the year. During commercial break, you, myself, our producer, Zach Kroll, we're all trying to figure out, like, quarterbacks that are starting, the clinching scenarios, all these sorts of things. And it's really interesting. I think just from a standpoint of, like, watchability, like, which game are you most excited for? Certainly the two that pop out right away. I mean, Niners-Bears next week on Sunday Night Football is going to be awesome. But Texans and Chargers is going to be a really fun game. The Chargers, I've been really impressed with them. You know, all the injuries that they've withstood and these last couple weeks, you know, that overtime win against the Eagles, and then they go on the road and they go to Arrowhead and they end Kansas City's season. And then they're an underdog yesterday to Dallas, and like that line doesn't make any sense. And they completely dominate in the second half to win that game. Now they're a small favorite at home against Houston. They're -120. And, you know, this is the Texans' second trip out to SoFi. They played the Rams back in week one. So that's always interesting. We saw the Colts do that earlier in the year where they played the Chargers and the Rams both on the road. They won both of those, or they lost to the Rams and then went back and they won against the Chargers. So the Texans are trying to do the same thing. So that's really interesting. Putting your fandom aside, obviously, as a Bears fan, but maybe you can't. Maybe it's too hard. But which game are you more excited for, Bears, Niners, or Texans, Chargers?
I mean, when you ask me to put the fandom aside, I still kind of think Bears, Niners.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't put the fandom aside, PJ.
I know. I was going to say it's too hard.
More fun team to watch, because I think you're going to get more offense in that Bears, Niners games than you do in the Texans, Chargers. So if you want more action, I think that Niners game is going to be a fun one. Texans and Chargers, I feel like I'm worried about the Chargers with just how good the Texans defense is. I mean, especially thinking back to last year's postseason. I mean, the Chargers got destroyed by the Texans. Justin Herbert really struggled with that defense. I know these are different years, different teams, right? But I worry a little bit about Justin Herbert with the offensive line that the Chargers have, or lack thereof right now. And then that Houston defense going into SoFi. So watchability, excitability, I still would go with Niners-Bears just because I think the excitement level, I mean, look at the totals in that one, 50.5 for Niners-Bears versus 39.5 for Texans-Chargers. That's quite the drastic difference. So I got to go Bears-Niners, even fandom aside.
Yeah, I think, like you said, I mean, the totals speak for itself, right? You like defense, Texans-Chargers probably the game for you. And again, with a total of 50.5, the Bears against the Niners, what a big game that is going to be. I would agree. I think it's that one. And it's another game for us. I think this is kind of the first game where we're going to see if San Francisco is kind of for real with this new iteration, with all the injuries that they have. We've spent so much time, Kate, talking about the Bears and whether or not they're for real and whether or not they're a good team. You know, ever since Fred Warner and Nick Bosa both got hurt, the two good teams that San Francisco has played have been Houston and the Rams. They lost both of those games by two scores. They've beaten the Giants, Arizona, Carolina, Cleveland, and Tennessee. Those have been the other five games in that stretch since they suffered the injuries with both Warner and Bosa. So, you know, they really haven't played anybody. And again, they're playing Rivers tonight with Indianapolis. So their final 2 weeks of the season, they get the Bears at home and they get the Seahawks at home. The Niners know they're going to be in the playoffs. They clinched a playoff berth last night. So I'm just kind of excited to see, like, are the defensive injuries finally going to catch up with San Francisco? Like, we've all been asking ourselves that. You're talking about two of the best defensive players in the league going up against that Bears run game and that Ben Johnson offense. I'm excited to see it because, you know, we're all so focused on, oh, are the Bears for real? Are they as good as their record is? I kind of want to see if San Francisco is the real deal. So I would agree. I'm looking forward to that game on Sunday night. Eagles-Bills is also going to be interesting, Kate. Bills are only a 2.5-point favorite at home, with the total of 45. Super interesting line. Feels like we're still giving the Eagles a ton of respect, but the Bills have been so up and down this season. You know, it feels like they have a great game and then they back it up with the dud, and then they have a dud and they back it up with a great game. You know, they're just like, there's no consistency with Buffalo. And they struggled with the Browns yesterday. They only won that game by 3 points. Now they come back at home. I don't know. Like, I would go with the Bills against Philly at home. But again, that line only being 2.5 to me seems just like a little fishy. Like, that just feels like it's too easy.
It does. I thought this would be at least a field goal in favor of the Bills. Mm-hmm. But you use the word consistency. That's probably the right word. Like, the Bills have been inconsistent, but also so have the Eagles. Like, it took the Eagles until the second half against the Commanders to really get going in that game just the other night and or the other afternoon on Saturday. So, like, I'm not sold on the Eagles either, where I would have more confidence right now in the Bills. Like, the Eagles, after those three losses they had, like, beating Las Vegas 31-0. Sure, you smoked them, but like, is that a great win? No. Even the Washington win, like, didn't really do a whole lot for me. Didn't show me a ton. Sure, maybe your offense looked like it got on track a little bit more, but again, look at the defenses you played. I would have to go with the Bills in that one, laying the 2.5, especially being at home. They've been playing as kind of up and down as they have been. And, you know, sneaking past Cleveland wasn't anything great yesterday, but they still have 4 straight wins in a row. I think they're playing some of their better football right now than you could have said about them earlier on or through the middle portion of the season. So that is probably game number 3 on my watch list in terms of excitability, but I still think that the Bills are the right side there.
You know what other game is so fascinating to me next week is the Raiders and the Giants, a battle of 2-13 teams. But the reason is, Kate, the Raiders are a favorite at home. They're -115 against the Giants, and it's a massive game for the number one pick in the draft, right? 2 worst records in the league. Whoever loses that game probably gets the number one pick. So it's actually like a really fascinating game from that standpoint, because, you know, the players aren't going to tank in that game, but certainly the front offices are going to try to, and they want that number one pick. I thought that was interesting. Like, the Raiders is a favorite at home. I don't know what to do with that game. Total is 42.5. Raiders were impressive yesterday. They actually, yeah. There was a second there where maybe you thought they were going to win that game against Houston. Their team total yesterday was 10.5 points against
That's
the Texans.
So brutal.
And they ended up scoring 21. So they did a pretty good job. I don't know. You got any thoughts on that game? Like, would you take the Raiders at home? Would you back the Giants, or are you just completely staying away?
I have to completely stay away because, like you said, both of these teams want to lose. So, like, who wants to lose more? And right. I know once players step on the field, like, they are playing to win. They're playing to put some good tape out there for their next contract, wherever that may be, their next team. And so, like, once the game starts, it's hard to say, okay, both these teams want to lose. But I don't know what you can trust in that game, because you even look at like props and you're like, okay, well, Ashton Jeanty should get, you know, a ton of carries. Ashton Jeanty may have a big game, but like, what if Ashton Jeanty sits a couple more snaps than usual because the Raiders don't want to win that game? Like, there goes your Ashton Jeanty props. So that's why I feel like it's hard to bet in those types of games where no one wants to win. They're both tanking for the number one seed. So I can't play anything in that game, PJ. I mean, honestly, you threw me off when you said this is an interesting one, Raiders and Giants, because I don't know how that can be interesting other than the angle that I understand of they both want to lose for that number one seed.
You know, Kate, when it's July 12th and we're in the dog days of summer, you're going to be wishing you had Raiders and Giants on, aren't we all? It's so true, but we'll see how that one plays out. We also got the Christmas Day slate on Thursday. And for as good as the Thanksgiving Day slate was, especially on paper and how some of those games turned out, they were exciting finishes. This Christmas Day slate, Kate, we're going to have a lot of backup quarterbacks in these games. Cowboys and Commanders. Dallas is a 6-point favorite on the road. That game starts at 1:00. Josh Johnson is probably going to be your starter for Washington. And then the Lions are at the Vikings. Max Brosmer probably going to be your starter there for Minnesota. And then the Broncos are on the road at Kansas City, and Denver is a 13-point favorite at the Chiefs. No Mahomes, as we know.
Gardner Minshew also, it looks like, tore his ACL. So Chris Oladokun is going to start for the Chiefs, and Denver is a 13-point favorite on the road. So, Kate, I'll ask you, if you had to back any of those home dogs on Christmas with those backup quarterbacks, is there any team that you would take plus the points?
I mean, one, who is the backup quarterback? Who is the Chiefs quarterback? I have never heard that kid's name before.
Either have I, and you know how much college football I've watched.
I know, Kate, that's surprising.
I have never heard of Chris Oladokun. I saw him come into the game yesterday, and I was, first of all, I was like, where's Minshew? And then I realized he's not hurt. And then I'm like, I've never heard of this kid. But yeah, Chris went to South Dakota State, 28 years old. 11 for 16 yesterday, 111 yards against the Titans. So, I mean, you know, played pretty decent. He's got Andy Reid in his corner, which definitely helps. They do have some weapons offensively that they can use. I mean, 13's a lot of points. Like, I don't know. I could never bet Denver in that game. Could they cover? Absolutely. I could just never lay 13 points with the team on a short week on the road in a divisional game. Like, are the Chiefs still trying at this point? I mean, like, that's fair to question. Who knows if they are?
Chiefs should try and lose out. When do the Chiefs have the luxury of having a somewhat high draft pick? They don't. That's because true. They win every year. So, like, lose out, get better draft stock, draft a, you know, higher first round player. I'm with you, though. 13.5 is a lot, especially if you do have, like, a lot of the Chiefs starters. Sure, your quarterback is completely different, but if a lot of those starters are out there, it's Christmas Day, it's prime time, you know everyone is going to be watching you. All eyes are on you in this slot. So still is a lot to, like, a lot of the pride to play for that I think those Chiefs players will have. I was going to go Commanders because, like, the volatility of the Cowboys. Like, you just kind of week to week, Dak can be awesome, the defense can look good, or the defense can be garbage and Dak can turn the ball over a little bit. So I certainly don't trust Minnesota with Max Brosmer at home as an underdog.
No, I agree with you. Washington would be the play for me plus the points, because you said it. I mean, Dallas's defense these past few weeks has been so bad. Even yesterday against the Chargers, they could not get off the field on third down. So, like, Josh Johnson isn't great, but he's definitely going up against one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and especially if Quinnen Williams doesn't play for Dallas. I'd like a 7 with Washington. If we get a 7, I think that's going to be an official bet for me. I'll be on the Commanders. I'm with you on the Lions. I actually like Detroit in that game. Before yesterday, Kate, Dan Campbell and the Lions were 15-0 straight up off of a loss and 14-1 against the spread in their last 15 games off of a loss. So, now that we get them off of two straight losses, I definitely think I want to bet them, and I want to lay the 5.5 against Max Brosmer. So Detroit's going to be a bet for me. Washington probably will be too if we get plus 7. I think I'll just stay away from Broncos and Chiefs. But again, plus 13, like, if I had to bet the game, as gross as it is, I think I'd probably bet Kansas City.
I love the Lions. I mean, I know they have to have some help from the Packers to get into the postseason, but the Lions are in a desperation spot. And off of those two losses, Dan Campbell, a standalone game, like, 5.5 is not enough. I know the Brian Flores defense is great, and that's kind of what's kept Minnesota in some of these games where their quarterback play has been subpar, and I certainly expect their quarterback play to be subpar again on Christmas with Brosmer and how he's performed this year, but I don't think 5.5 is enough for this Lions team with the situation that they're in and coming off two losses. So that's a bet right now for me. I think this number only moves in favor of Detroit despite them being on the road. So I mean, if you like Detroit, I'm going to jump it now. That would be my recommendation.
Totally agree. I think that closes at 6.5, maybe even touches 7. So at 5.5, I'm with you. I like the Lions. So those are the three games on Christmas on Thursday. We mentioned Texans and Chargers is on Saturday. The other Saturday game that we get is an important one for both teams, Packers and Ravens. The Packers can clinch a playoff berth with the win. The Ravens need to win that game. They need to hope that the Steelers lose to the Browns. Kate, I actually think the Ravens are going to win that game because this is what they do. And like, they're just not going to make it easy on the Steelers. You know, everybody just assumed the Steelers would lose yesterday to the Lions and the Ravens would kind of get a free pass in the Patriots game. In typical Steelers fashion, they win. So we don't even know who's going to start for the Packers. We know at the very worst for the Ravens, it's going to be Huntley. I don't think Lamar is going to go. So I'm assuming it's going to be Huntley. We'll see if it's Love. We'll see if it's Willis. We'll see if it's somebody else. But I like the Ravens in that game. They're just much better on the road than they are at home. So I'll take Baltimore plus the 2.5 against the Packers. That's what we got for week 17 in the NFL. When we come back, time to talk some college football.